Adventures of Jungle Jim. The Adventures of Jungle Jim, broadcast weekly over this station, are based upon the action pictures which appear in the Comic Weekly, the full-color comic supplement which is delivered to you every week with your Hearst Sunday newspapers. Harvey Brant, the ghost of the Java Seas, climaxed his ship-sinking traffic along the Borneo coast by sending Lee Wong's boat, the SS Manchu, to the bottom. The real purpose was to do away with Jungle Jim, who was thought to be aboard the Manchu. But Jim had outwitted them and escaped with his faithful servant, Kolo, before the Manchu went down. Unaware of Jim's escape, Brant and Shanghai Lil, with Smithers and the rest of the pirate gang, were hastily dividing the loot and planning to escape from the jungle hideout. Lil, who once loved Jim, has suddenly turned bitter as she realized he was sent to his death by these very men around her. But she is helplessly awaiting some turn of affairs when she can avenge herself and Jim. It is near dawn. Brant and Smithers are completing their check on the monoplane, getting ready for an early departure.
Okay, that's enough. Cut her off.
All right, we let her cool down easy, sir.
Okay, but we want to take off in a couple of hours, more or less.
We aren't leaving before noon, are we?
As soon as Lefty thinks he has everything in hand.
He's not expecting the provisions back from the village before.
Well, we won't need much food in the plane.
That's right, he's getting it for the submarine.
We're not waiting around until he gets that submarine all set.
Just till he's sure everything is going to be topping, sir. You seem to be in a bit of a muddle, Harvey.
Oh, I'm all right. But hours sometimes count, you know.
Oh, blimey, this jungle hideout is the safest place in the world. It might not be if Jungle Jim was alive, but with him...
Maybe you've forgotten Wong.
The Chinaman in Singapore?
What if he's not in Singapore?
Oh, Brant, he's just a first-class ship owner. Them stories of Lil is fairy tales.
Maybe. But she really did spend a long time up in Tibet. In fact, she and Jim broke up one of the big conspiracies in northern China.
With magic.
Well, that's the thing of it, Smithers. It isn't magic in Tibet. It's real.
Oh.
She told me of some of the things she's seen happen.
I ain't denying what you say. You're the boss. But sir, it looks like a 10-year-old could see through all this. You said she was with Jim in Tibet. You know she liked him. Now, when she finds out we killed him, she starts threatening us with magic and all that.
Well, I've thought of all that. But here's where it's weak, Smithers. She's not threatening us. She's scared, too. She's not avenging Jim. She was through with him long ago. No, Smithers, she's just as worried about this as any of us. She's anxious to get out of here now.
Oh, well, sir, the plane's ready to go any time.
Harvey. Oh, Harvey.
Yes?
I've been looking everywhere for you. A native just came in and said there's a jungle tribe on the warpath.
Well, that ain't news, miss. They're always fighting.
Were they close?
He seemed excited.
Harvey, these natives of ours get excited over a swarm of flies.
Are the sentries out?
Only half of them. All the men available have been working in the shops, going over the sub and the plane.
What about the natives?
We took two of them and sent them as guards with the men who went to the village for provisions.
I'm scared.
Now, you ain't thinking Wong has gone native, are you?
Wong? Oh, no.
We'll detail the native who brought the news to walk past outside your window, Lil.
I don't want to disappoint you, none, but every day since we've been here, at least one of the natives come rushing in to tell me the cannibals was coming.
He didn't say they were coming. He just told me they were on the warpath.
They're cannibals, miss. They eat people in peace times. If they can beat that on the warpath, I'm interested.
Smithers is right. You've nothing to worry about, Lil. But if it will make you feel any better, we'll assign the native to patrol your side of the house.
Oh, thanks, Harvey. I would feel better.
Come on. We'll take care of that right now. Okay on the ship, Smithers. Take care of all those last-minute incidentals.
Yes, sir, Otto.
Now, I hope this war path talk won't scare you, Lil. Why, it's everyday stuff around here. The natives are always crying wolf.
He was very excited.
Well, even if it were true they've got no guns, it would be a cinch keeping them away from the house.
They might starve us out.
Let them try. We just did the last work on the plane. We can leave in a minute's notice.
Then you mean you're going to go through with the plan to leave first thing in the morning?
Within 10 hours, we shall be out over the blue Pacific headed toward the Philippines.
Oh.
Hey, Bamba.
Yes, master.
Come here.
I just tell Mrs. Lil. Animals on warpath.
Yes, I know. I want you to walk guard outside the lady's window.
Watch for them.
That's right.
Maybe they won't come this way anyway.
I don't think they come this way. Maybe go up river.
No. Well, then you won't mind standing a sentry.
If they no come, no use I stand.
You lazy dog. You get out there then and march up and down. And mind you keep your eyes peeled.
Yes, sergeant. I go now, quick.
Oh, do you think he will?
Well, he's the one who started the talk. If he were just blowing off steam, he'll probably be asleep in 10 minutes. But if he's really scared, he'll watch all night long.
And if anything happens...
Say, you're really pessimistic tonight.
Well?
If anything does happen, I would say get out here to the hangar as quickly as you can.
I'll remember that.
All set?
Thanks. I'm not afraid anymore.
Good.
Thanks for putting the guard outside my window, just knowing there's someone between me and that jungle.
Well, good night, Lil.
Good night. I guess it's silly, me being afraid. But there he marches. Funny, he's not going to sleep. He must be really worried. Oh, if only Jim was here. Wouldn't he be getting a thrill out of this? Cannibals prowling through a jungle and only one sentry to give the warning? Oh, I wouldn't want to be a sentry.
Little did Lil know how well she had described the scene. Cannibals prowling through a jungle. But the big surprise to her would be that their leader is the one she thinks dead, Jungle Jim. Revenge seems to be within the grasp of Jim as his natives near the clearing from which the attack on Brant's hideout will be made. Jim and Kolo are close together behind the native chief.
Kolo, we're taking a terrific chance here.
How t'wan mean chance?
He's a cannibal. They're leading us to a camp of white men who come like fish of the sea and birds of the air.
Yes. Brant have submarine and airplane, Tuan.
Right. But so might any expedition of explorers.
They say white men evil.
All white men are evil to them, Kolo.
They not harm Tuan, Jim, and Kolo?
Not yet. Wait till I renege on that promise you made that I'd marry the chief's daughter.
Tuan say promise anything for help.
Well, we won't worry about that now. I'm worried about this camp ahead.
If camp... not Brant's, we tell the chief mistake.
It won't be a mistake to him, Kolo. He's coming to do a job with or without us.
Tuan think they kill?
I don't know. The chief promised none would be harmed until I talk with him. But that might be a short conversation.
He must be near camp. We soon know.
I wonder who'll be there.
Maybe all gone now.
What about that plane motor we heard a while ago? Wouldn't it be a break if Brant had just flown down from Singapore? Maybe that was his plane we heard. Boy, would he kick himself for falling into our hands.
What if Brant come? Maybe bring Shanghai Lil with him.
Lil? Oh, she wouldn't be there.
Brant like Lil.
I know. You know, she turned on us. She's a dangerous woman, Kolo.
Yeah.
She's apt to kill a man because she hates him or loves him. And not know which it is.
Long Goli. Osam. Wal Toya.
Ula Toya. Tono. Koya Tu Albomi.
Koya.
Hoya! You say we have come near edge, clearing for camp. We make plans.
Sure. Tell him we want to be sure that this is Brant's camp.
Now tell him. We make sure.
Let us through. You and the chief and me. Slip on up to the clearing where we can look over things. There should be some way of identifying it.
Wong nom solawa. Bo wa fu nong so.
Toma shimo.
Chief say, come on. We go look.
Good.
It's very close.
Omin, Suyama, Timoya, Timongoho.
Chief, ask Jim how you like daughter.
Oh, tell him fine, but it's no time to discuss dowries. We have a battle ahead of us.
Tomo, Nongfi, Soyong.
Oh, Inong, Go.
Quiet, Oyapo. Quiet. There it is. Kolo, look.
Yeah. Kolo, see flag.
It's Brant's house flag. The one he uses on his boats. Brant's camp, all right. Kolo, you take half the men and go to the far end of the clearing.
Mm.
We'll take care of that sentry. When he falls, it will be the signal for the attack.
Yes, it won. I tell Chief.
Now, wait a minute. Let's make sure again. No one is to be injured until we've talked with him.
I tell Chief.
Say it nice, Cole. You know how.
So long, Woti Lameloma.
Oh, Manungo Toba.
Chief say, why we wish spare evil men.
And tell him we want to punish them.
Komosu Wanong Woti Bomideldi.
Tumu Lima. To Nungo.
Chief say he do this because you be chief when you marry daughter. And you say how punish captives.
It looks like we're headed for trouble. Okay, Kolo. Take half the men and get around. Watch for the attack on the sentry. That's the signal.
Kolo go, Tuan. Jim, be careful all time. This may be danger fight. Maybe nobody in camp. Maybe lots brand men.
Okay, Kolo. You take care of yourself, too.
Yes.
I guess the best way is to scatter along here on the edge. Nunti go sumalil.
True. Ma, nunti.
Sumalil.
Suma. Go, mama. Oh, nungma.
That's it. Now for the men to get that sentry. Nungwobomu. Osu wobombawu.
Suma. Tunim. Tinobe.
That's right. Now, when they get to that sentry, if he doesn't see them, it's going to be simple. He hasn't turned yet.
There, they've got him.
That sounded like a woman's scream. A woman. If that was Lil, if she came down here with Brandt, she's going to find out that that cobra she sent me was tame compared to what's ahead of her for tonight. Come on. The sentry's down. That's the signal.
A woman's scream in the gray dusk of a jungle dawn. A half hundred vengeful cannibals running toward the jungle house. Will Brant and Lil escape their gleaming spears? Will Jim and Kolo be able to save their prisoners' lives once that Brant's pirate gang are made captive? Jungle Jim and Kolo have started a raging jungle war. Where will it end? When will the cannibals be satisfied? The Adventures of Jungle Jim, pictured in full colors in the Comic Weekly, comes to you every week with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. It is but one of the entertainment features in this great comic supplement, containing the world's largest comic and adventure stories. The Comic Weekly is filled with entertaining and amusing action pictures appealing to all the family. There's Barney Google, The Little King, Jiggs and Maggie, The Katzenjammer Kids, The Exciting Adventures of Flash Gordon and Jungle Jim. These and others are to be found every Sunday in the Comic Weekly, the full-color comic supplement, which is included with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. More thrilling radio adventures of Jungle Jim next week on this same station at the same time. Be sure to tune in.